Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Students and teachers have been going back to school all over the country this week, but the National Association of Principals and Deputy Principals is warning of a shortage of staff as the cost of living continues to affect teachers. Paul Crone is director of the NAPD. He joins us now, and you're very welcome, Paul, to the programme this evening. I know this has sort of been bubbling, hasn't it, under the surface or perhaps on the surface over the last year or so, but clearly getting worse. What issues are causing this crisis in the recruitment of teachers?
Well, it has been getting worse, and it's something that we highlighted about 4 weeks ago in an article in the Sunday Independent, and we were still hopeful that things would work themselves out, but it's becoming clearer that it is not working itself out. And in many ways, it's a perfect storm, as numbers at post-primary level are continuing to rise, and they will continue to rise for the next number of years. We have welcomed in a number of newcomer students over the last little while, which has increased numbers. Then you have, I suppose, the reduction in maybe the new entrants coming into teaching. Maybe some of them are going abroad. And then you, on top of that, then you have the accommodation crisis and the increasing cost of fuel, where teachers can't find accommodation in certain areas and are reluctant to maybe travel with the cost of fuel. And all of that come together has resulted in shortages in, I'm going to say, almost every school in the country, particularly exacerbated in Dublin.
Really? So are there particular subjects? Is that how this is playing out that are proving difficult to recruit in?
There certainly are. I spoke to one principal today who rang me to say that he secured a PE teacher at 8 o'clock last night. He got a metalwork teacher at 12 o'clock today, and that meant that he was able to publish his timetable at 3 o'clock today, with the students starting in the morning. And in that timetable, he still has a vacancy for a religion and English teacher and a resource teacher. And in that timetable, the principal is taking one class, and both of the deputies are taking one class, pending the recruitment of these other teachers. So the principal was delighted to be able to publish the timetable, but it's difficult on teachers who want to prepare for their classes. They want to do the preparation and schemes of work, and they can't do it because those timetables are subject to revision. And I asked him a very specific question. Was he confident that by Monday he would still have all of those teachers? And the response was hopeful, but not confident.
And why? Why would he not have them all by Monday?
Because what is happening is schools are still interviewing. They're interviewing today. They'll be interviewing tomorrow. They may well offer a position to a teacher who is currently employed in an existing school. And they may either get more hours, or it may be easier on accommodation or closer to where their home place is. And over the weekend, they could easily decide to accept that position and inform the principal over the weekend that, unfortunately, I'm resigning my position.
Mm. You mentioned hours there, Paul, and I've seen some discussion on teachers' forums online and on social media in relation to this, with one of the points being made that it's partly to do with the contracts. That's one of the reasons, for example, that teachers are leaving this country, because of the pay and the terms and conditions. There's no security of tenure, or it's very difficult to get it. Do you think that is an issue?
Not one that we're hearing. I mean, the terms of the ward report, teacher will get a pro rata contract, and after 2 years, they will get a contract of indefinite duration. Now, I think it's a long time. Principals, particularly in Dublin, will say that they don't offer contracts on less than full hours because teachers won't come. They can't afford to live on less than that. So I think that's becoming less and less of an issue. Principals are saying, in order to get teachers, we have to offer the best terms and conditions, which is a full teaching contract potentially tenure in their own name. Now, obviously, for the likes of job shares or maternity leaves or parental leaves, they can't offer tenure for that. But they certainly will do their best to make the job as attractive to the potential teacher.
You mentioned Dublin as well being an issue. And why is that? Is it partly to do with what we've seen elsewhere in the economy, where people following the pandemic have moved home or are thinking about moving home?
That is an element to it. I mean, I spoke to one principal earlier in the week who was employing six new teachers, and he had the six teachers. And what he did is he sent an email to his staff saying, if anybody here has a spare room in their house, would they be willing to take in a teacher? Because all of the teachers accepted the contract, subject to them being able to find accommodation in Dublin, because they were all country-based. And he got some positive responses to that, but principals are finding themselves supporting teachers, giving references for teachers to get accommodation to try and secure them and have them in the school for the start of the school year.
Okay.
Traditionally, for example, if you had a teacher who resigned or retired, what you would do simply is you would put an ad up and replace that teacher with the subjects, and everything runs smoothly. That's plan A. Plan B would be that you would, if you couldn't get a qualified teacher, you would look at somebody with a degree in those subjects, and they can be employed for 4 days as an unqualified. But now plan C is a whole total redraft of the timetable when you can't get somebody in those subjects. And that impacts on students, it impacts on teachers, it impacts on the quality of learning. To have to go to all that trouble to reallocate classes, move, and of course you have to prioritise the second, third and sixth years that already exist.
Mm.
It may mean that you had planned to offer, say, for example, 4 home economics classes in first year. You can only offer 2. In fifth year, the same. It might be out of transition year.
Okay, so the quality of education then starts to suffer, obviously. Well, Paul, you've outlined it very well, and thank you for joining us. That's Paul Crone, Director of the NAPD. We're going to speak now to Darren Timlin, who's a teacher working in County Wicklow and currently trying to find somewhere to live. And you're welcome, Darren, to the programme this evening. Can you tell us your own story?
Well, I suppose I'm from Mayo myself, and I have taken a job up in Greystone. So I was there last year. And I worked the full year, fantastic school, but I found myself having to move home for the summer because the cost of living and rent was too high. And now I've came back up. I'm looking for a house since probably near the start of July, and I still haven't found anything, and school has just started today. So
you're looking for the last 2 months for somewhere to live. I assume you're going to viewings as soon as you can find them?
Well, I've been to about 5 or 6 viewings so far, but it's absolutely pointless. It's like a rotisserie now at the minute. You're going up and down, and there'll be about 10 or 15 people in front of you for the same house. It's more of an interview of yourself than if you want the house. You know, it's changed an awful lot.
And when you say it's an interview of yourself, what sort of questions are you being asked?
Well, I suppose the people in the house are just trying to see if you're going to suit them instead of... There's so much demand on the rooms. I know I went up to view one house in Crumlin there 2 weeks ago, and there was 10 people ahead of me after driving 4 hours up from Mayo. So it was a bit of a kick in the arse for me. But
yeah, and even in Crumlin, I mean, you're not that awfully close to Greystones, are you? You're looking well away. Is it? What do you do then if you can't find somewhere to live? I mean, school's starting.
Well, the reason I was looking up towards South Dublin is, as you know, Greystones is coming up in the world and it's getting very expensive. There's very few houses down there. So I found myself having to look up in South Dublin at the minute, but it's not much better. I'm kind of grateful that I have an aunt up here in Lucan, and I'm staying with her at the minute for the next couple of weeks. But it's about an hour and a half in the evening home, and, you know, you're kind of in on top of someone there at the same time. That's not kind of how you want to be living, you know?
Well, no, it's not sustainable at all. So if that situation continues over the next couple of months, so, and you can't find somewhere to live, what does that mean? Do you have to go back home?
Well, no, I wouldn't go back home. To be fair, I'm in a fantastic school in Greystones, and I'm very lucky that I got in there. But I find with country schools, it's impossible to get your foot in the door without having experience. So the likes of myself coming from the country are having to move up to Dublin or to Wicklow in order to get a couple of years experience so they can move home. And I suppose that's why the teacher turnaround in the city seems to be very high. I believe for schools it's very hard for them to maintain new teachers, and they're finding themselves constantly having to re-employ people.
And is it a question of supply then, Darren, mostly, or is it a question of cost? I mean, if you had more to spend on rent, would you be able to find a place, do you think?
It would make it a lot easier, but at the same time, I'm looking at rooms and houses there for 8 and 8.50, and I'd be willing to pay for it at this stage, but I'm going and getting turned away at the door, you know. So it's
$850 just for a room in a house share.
Before bills, and that could even be a single room in some of them, you know.
Right. Okay. So and you don't have the money to spend any more than that, even if the supply was there. Just finally then, would you ever consider going abroad, or is that something you have considered because of the situation?
I have considered it, yeah. I suppose when I finished college, I was a little older, so I said I'd start out my teaching career and save a bit of money, but it kind of backfired on me because I'm in the same situation as I was when I started 2 years ago, And I see the lads that moved out to Dubai, they've their accommodation on board, their food is free, they've a better quality of life, the cost of living is cheaper. You know, it's very tempting as a new teacher to go over. Mm. And I think the Irish government probably need to do a little more to retain the talent that they have in the country.
All right, Darren Timlin, thank you very much for joining us with your own story.